T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this weekend, you know, I was at the Tides Inn. We had a great time doing the show from the Tides Inn on Friday, and then I did stay an extra night and enjoyed Saturday there. Beautiful on the Rappahannock River and the Chesapeake Bay, and I wish I'd had a boat to kind of toot around in the water. I mean, it was really nice. But I kept looking around, and you know, there are people from Northern Virginia who come to the Tides Inn, people from Richmond area, people who live in the country who go there. There were still plenty of people wearing masks, including like kids who were wearing masks. And I just thought, again, it's not my business. They're your children. I am not responsible for your kids, and I would never get involved in your personal life. You do your family the way you want to do it. But I am going to talk about you because I just thought this is insane. These little kids, they look like they were like 6 or 7 wearing masks, walking around, and not all of them, but some of them near the swimming pool. I just think that's crazy. But I don't know. Dr. Siobhan Donovan, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, I know we've got some other things to talk about, but what would you say if someone asked for your advice? You're probably conservative like I am, that you wouldn't get in somebody's business. But if they said, do you think my kid should wear a mask at the swimming pool and they're 7 years old because they're worried about COVID, what would your reaction be?
I would have a very unemotional reaction of saying that there's absolutely no science that supports that benefits your child in any way.
Yeah,
and I would say the science would support. It's so nice when I can say it's not just what I think.
Right, right.
But that this is a discernment process based on evidence, and there's just no evidence. There's almost no transmission of COVID. We don't wear masks during flu season just in case. We get flu vaccinations, yeah. And we try and make sure we keep it at bay. So I think that the children, even when COVID was at its height, the children were not a profound risk of transmission or vertical transmission. So I would say they don't need it.
You think there's a downside to doing this mentally?
I think so. I think we've all seen, well, I can't tell you how many of my patients, highly functioning families, that have all the resources to devote to their children, mm-hmm. and their children have had anxiety and even panic over the last year that they've actually had to try and sort out, all related to COVID.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think there's a psychological toll for some kids that this is just so hard to understand, and it's hard to understand for adults because they're not following the science. But I think also that we saw this parents that sent their masks out in Florida to have them tested for all this stuff that's on them. Boy, do I think it would be so much better to teach kids not to touch their face and to wash their hands than to run around with masks. That would really reduce transmission.
Okay. Well, and I just wanted to check what you thought. As a physician, as somebody who's seen this up close and the concern and with your training, because I don't have all that, but I'm just sitting there sipping on my cocktail thinking this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But you know what? I'm not going to say anything. It's your kid. Anyway, right. I'm glad to be able to talk to you this morning. What is the deal going on with we're now requiring certain organizations to pay people a certain amount of money, function at a certain level, provide certain services but then not offering the backup to achieve that, which inevitably increases costs for the taxpayer, the consumer. Where are you seeing this type of disconnect?
Well, I tell you, sometimes figuring out the state is so much like peeling an onion. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's hard to peel the layers, and it's just so, there's just so much more as you peel down. So I'm having a conversation with private sector school-based services providers. So this is mental health. This is behavioral management. This is all sorts of things that kids need to learn. They have individualized education plans, and they are designated into certain services in order to help them overcome their obstacles to learn. Mm-hmm. And these private sector providers cannot get staff, number one, because people are being paid more than the minimum wage to stay home, and number two, because everybody that they hire now has an expectation of this $15 per hour minimum wage. And when they go to actually get reimbursed from Medicaid for the services, Medicaid doesn't reimburse enough for them to pay the minimum wage. So the Democrats passed the minimum wage. We told them that they needed to put more thought into this and to have perspective as they went forward. We told them, you know, that the government should stay out in many ways. But they actually raised it above the level they reimburse for school-based services. So that's one obstacle. Another obstacle they have is that the managed care organizations, or MCOs, that administrate the services for the state create an obstacle for children who need these services. And they say things like, the child has to demonstrate the disruptive behavior for 90 days. Well, the child could be suspended by then.
Right.
Or the child can have a trauma, but we're not going to actually go in and provide therapy and support services for a child who's been severely traumatized. They might have seen a murder. We're not going to go in until they manifest behavioral changes that we then have to treat those changes. So there's no preventative care. So here I am back at, how important are our children? How can we help them learn? How can we provide services? And the amount of detail that we need to go into to make sure this is done right, it's just, you know, they just pass bills, think everything's okay, but nobody checks the outcome measures to make sure our kids are getting what they need and they're not.
Can this be fixed?
I think so. And I've got documentation coming to me so that I think that I can change the state plan. The state plan can contract with the MCOs to demand whatever they want to demand, but they don't. They just say, go forth and provide services. In a few areas, they've been very prescriptive, but I personally think that, you know, Medicaid needs to have transitioned from, you know, an agency that used to provide healthcare. They were essentially an insurance plan approving claims.
Right.
You know, now they need to have subject matter expertise in managing the MCOs. And it's been a slow transfer, and I just don't know that we're there yet, but our goal should be healthcare that changes outcomes for the people we're covering.
Mm-hmm.
And not just insurance and hope that everything goes okay.
Yeah.
That's where we fall short.
State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan is with us once a week to talk about these issues, and I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, can I just tell you, I know some people are driving in their cars listening to this morning, and their eyes are rolling in the back of their heads thinking, I don't understand what you're saying. This is why it's important that we send people to the state legislature, to the city council, to the governor's office, who are not just nice guys or nice ladies with a friendly smile, or represent some demographic that we want to check a box and say, oh, aren't we great people because we sent this person there? This is real stuff that is complicated, and getting it wrong screws up people's lives. And every time you come on, it reminds me that we've got to send smart people. Yeah, diversity is important. But smart people who are actually competent and have demonstrated in their own personal lives that they're capable of doing this work and thinking through some complicated issues. And you kind of prove you're one of those people every week when we talk to you. So I appreciate that we get a few minutes of your time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.